Okay, so I have one last question for you, which is music in your life, because I know you're an artist also, so a person of so many talents and possibilities in life. So tell me about music in your life, and this is the last question I have for you for today.
It's a very strange story. You know, I may have said that music and languages are the same for me, because mm-hmm. a language for me is music first, sounds, mm-hmm. melodies with intonation and so on. Strangely enough, I started my lullabies. The lullabies I learned as a child were in a German dialect. They were mm-hmm. not in French. I only learned them later because my childhood region is on the German border. It was sometimes French, sometimes German. So mm-hmm. I was in between the two. And when I started talking, German and French at the same time. Mm-hmm. So,
are you bilingual, by the way? Do you consider yourself bilingual?
I used mm-hmm. to speak German much better than English.
Okay.
It's no longer the case because I don't practice anymore.
Wow.
So mm-hmm. I understand, but I don't practice anymore. So I have to, you know, to look for my words, to check my grammar and so on. I'm no longer
I'm not fluid in
and as a teen, as we lived on the border, we had German television and French television, so the songs I listened to were not English, German mm-hmm. and French, so I was mm-hmm. bathing in both cultures and listening to this, and I started singing. I sang, you know, lullabies and songs around campfires in holiday camps with youngsters, and sang lullabies to my children when they were little. And I only came to singing in my late 40s. Did you know that?
No.
In my late 40s, I joined the choir.
Maybe I knew it, but I didn't remember.
I started singing, yes, in my late 40s, when I finally decided to join a choir. And the director of choir, a very young lady, she was only 20 in those days, wanted to organize something, and she asked for soloists. So I started singing Tycoon, World the World, Stone the World is Stone, and Memory, solo, on this big stage that you saw. I was frightened to death. I forgot, and at the very moment I had to sing Memory, I had forgotten the word, and stage fright is terrible. That's when I started, and it gave me, it triggered something in me. I know I have a sweet voice, but I can't read music. I have a terrible problem with rhythm, so I'm always off tracks and sometimes out of tune, but well, I like singing. I really love mm-hmm. sharing this. And what can I say? I started a music channel too. I like editing videos, so I made mm-hmm. some video clips with the songs I recorded. It was in 2011 or 2010, I don't remember. My children offered me a day in a studio, a recording studio. So I recorded a full CD in one day mm-hmm. without nice. Editing, just pure voice, you know. And it was great. So, and I've sung in private concerts, you know, sometimes with lots of people, 200, the biggest one was 200 people. Mm-hmm. And mostly in gardens or, you know, people bring something to share. It can be what we call aperitif, you know, what you eat before a meal or mm-hmm. just tea time. And we share this time after I have sung, so an hour. Before the pandemic started, I said, well, I want to keep on singing and to start singing solo again. And I took lessons again. And I went to the local retirement home and made a concert there. And then, whoop, pandemic. I was stopped in my movement. But we have started again with the choir. We had a concert 2 weeks ago. Another one on the 17th, and the last one with the show on the 25th. So I'm in charge of all the communication of the group, mm-hmm. the posters, the taking, getting in touch with the local authorities and so on. Well, I like
so you have rehearsals now every day to prepare. Every day.
Yesterday I came back home at 10 p.m. and then after that I prepared our meeting.
You're a busy person really, but it depends
on the moments. Yeah,
it's nice you have such interest.
Yeah, you have to if you want to keep alive.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you slump down and I don't know if it's the right word, but you get forgotten, because I noticed mm-hmm. this in the retirement home, because you forget that people were had businesses, were teachers, for example, who had skills before. You just see people in their armchairs. You see them vaguely smile and, yeah, they were people. They were part of society. Yeah. And if you don't take care when you retire and get involved in something, you're easily forgotten and forget yourself by the same way. I'm not sure of this. There are two things I didn't want to lose, but I promised myself. There are two things I don't want to lose. It's English and singing. And thank God.
Yeah, you stick to it. Great.
I stick to it.
Okay. Brigitte, it's so nice to have you here. I think that this is a perfect moment for us to finish. We wrapped it up, so it was perfect. It was planned, okay, but still, it was so natural. So thank you so much. I enjoyed the conversation with you so much, and I hope to see you. I see you almost on a daily basis, and I enjoy it. So thank you so much for being
you,
there.
Roberta.
And see you next time. Don't go anywhere, but I'm obviously stopping the recording now. So thank you. Bye bye. And talk to you.
Bye bye.
Je fréquentais alors des hommes un peu bizarres, aussi légers que la cendre de leurs cigares. Ils donnaient des soirées au château de Versailles. Ce n'était que des châteaux de paille. Et je perdais mon temps dans ce désert doré. J'étais seule quand je t'ai rencontrée. Les autres s'enterraient, toi tu étais vivant. Tu chantais comme chante un enfant. Toi tu étais gaie comme un Italien. Quand il sait qu'il aura de l'amour et du vin. Et moi, pour la première fois, je me suis enfin sentie femme, femme, une femme avec toi. Tu ressemblais un peu à ces terres d'avant où galopaient des chevaux tout blancs. Ton visage était grave et ton sourire clair. Je marchais tout droit vers ta lumière. Aujourd'hui, quoi qu'on fasse, nous faisons l'amour et près de toi, le temps paraît si court. Parce que tu es un homme et que tu es gentil, que tu sais rendre belle la vie. Toi tu es gay comme un Italien, quand il sait qu'il aura de l'amour et du vin. C'est toujours comme la première fois quand je suis enfin devenue.
Avec toi.